The story of the Visigoths is one of movement, adaptation, survival, and transformation. Few peoples of late antiquity traveled such a dramatic path from wandering migrants to rulers of a powerful kingdom that would shape the future of the Iberian Peninsula. Their journey from the regions north of the Danube to the cities of Gaul and eventually to Toledo in Hispania was not merely a military migration. It was a process that altered the political, cultural, and religious landscape of Western Europe during the final centuries of the Roman world. By the time the Visigoths established Toledo as the heart of their kingdom, they had evolved from displaced federates of Rome into heirs of Roman authority itself. The origins of the Visigoths lie within the broader Gothic world that emerged beyond the Roman frontier during the first centuries of the Common Era. The Goths were not a single unified nation in the modern sense, but rather a collection of related Germanic peoples who shared language, traditions, and certain cultural traits. Roman writers often divided them into two major branches: the Ostrogoths in the east and the Visigoths in the west. Although the term Visigoth itself became more common later, these groups developed distinct historical paths as the Roman Empire entered its long decline. The movement of the Goths toward Roman territory accelerated dramatically during the 4th century. Pressures from other migrating peoples, especially the terrifying arrival of the Huns from the Eurasian steppes, created chaos across Eastern Europe. Entire populations fled westward seeking security inside the borders of the Roman Empire. In 376, large numbers of Goths crossed the Danube River with imperial permission, hoping to settle peacefully within Roman lands. Rome, weakened by internal corruption and administrative failures, mishandled the situation catastrophically. Gothic refugees were abused by Roman officials, deprived of food, exploited economically, and treated with suspicion. The resulting tensions exploded into open revolt. The Battle of Adrianople in 378 became one of the defining disasters of Roman military history. Emperor Valens himself died in battle against the Gothic forces, and much of the Eastern Roman army was annihilated. The defeat shocked the Roman world because it demonstrated that the empire was no longer invincible. Equally important, it revealed that barbarian groups could no longer simply be defeated and absorbed. They had become major political actors capable of shaping imperial destiny. Yet the relationship between Rome and the Goths remained complicated rather than purely hostile. Many Goths continued serving within the Roman military, and treaties periodically granted them land in exchange for military service. This arrangement, known as the Federati system, allowed barbarian groups to settle inside imperial territory while maintaining a degree of autonomy. The Goths thus became both outsiders and insiders within the Roman order. They admired Roman civilization, adopted elements of Roman culture, and fought in Roman armies, even while preserving their own identity. One of the most influential leaders in Visigothic history emerged during this turbulent era: Alaric I. Initially a commander within the Roman military structure, Alaric grew increasingly frustrated by Rome's unwillingness to grant the Goths stable lands and recognition. His campaigns across the Balkans and Italy reflected both ambition and desperation. Contrary to later legends portraying him as a savage destroyer, Alaric sought legitimacy within the Roman system. He wanted secure territory for his people and a respected position for himself. The dramatic sack of Rome in 410 by Alaric's forces became one of the most symbolic moments of late antiquity. Although the city was no longer the political capital of the empire, Rome still represented centuries of imperial grandeur. News that barbarians had entered and looted the Eternal City sent shockwaves across the Mediterranean world. Christian thinkers like Saint Augustine responded to the crisis by re-examining the meaning of Roman power and divine providence. For many contemporaries, the sack seemed to signal the collapse of an entire civilization.